I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston. Night terrors in childhood are sleep disturbances that can be worrisome and perplexing to parents. To talk about night terrors and what parents can do to help is Dr. Maria Riva. She's a pediatric pulmonologist and sleep specialist at MUSC. Dr. Riva, what exactly is a night terror, first of all?
A night terror, also referred as a sleep terror, is an abrupt event that happens at night where the child starts screaming, crying, becomes agitated, and sometimes even jumps out of bed and walks or runs around the house. They're very frequent in children. In fact, about 40% of children between 2 and 12 years of age experience night terrors.
And when a child experiences one of these night terrors that you're just describing, are they awake or are they asleep?
They are asleep.
Dr. Riva, it might be quite frightening for a parent who observes one of these night terrors with a young child. What is it that the parent should do in the middle of this night terror?
The priority is to keep the child safe and protect the child from injuries, like falling from the bed or hitting objects around the bedroom. It is important for the parents not to try to awaken the child, since that can prolong the episode.
And for many children, these night terrors sort of are outgrown or they go away as they get a little older?
They usually resolve by puberty. However, in very few can continue even in adulthood.
And do we know what causes night terrors in childhood?
Night terrors can be precipitated by several factors, including fever, caffeine ingestion, sleep deprivation, stress, particularly at bedtime, other sleep disorders, and in many, there is a strong genetic predisposition, meaning at least one parent has experienced night terrors when younger.
Is there anything parents can do to try to prevent these night terrors?
The best for the parents to do is to be sure that children sleep sufficiently every night and therefore avoid sleep deprivation. It's also very important for the kids to have a relaxing time before going to bed, as opposed to watching scary movies or playing scary games, and then avoid caffeine exposure.
When might childhood night terrors or even nightmares indicate that the child perhaps needs some medical evaluation?
It is a good idea to have the child evaluated by a sleep specialist or obtain a sleep study when the events occur more than 3 to 4 times a week, when tend to occur at different times during the night, or when the child the next day is tired or sleepy. Also, sometimes when the episodes are very brief but associated with a lot of movement, like thrashing of the extremities, is an indication that perhaps could be seizures instead of nightmares or night terrors. And those children should also be evaluated.
Dr. Riva, thank you for providing this information about nightmares and night terrors.
You are very welcome.
From the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.